On this first Sunday after Christmas, the church invites us to celebrate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary and Joseph. It is presented to us like a model for all the families. The first reading shows us that long before the coming of Jesus, 200 years before, Ben Sirach was already bringing his contemporaries back to the basics. He said to them that what God wanted and what God said was that each family should be happy, achieving true harmony. Ben Sirach already pointed out that in the very name of their faith, children have the duty to honor their parents, even when they are very weak. And later, Christians will understand that through them, parents, it is God who is there. In the first letter to the Colossians, in the second reading, Paul calls us to live together in Christ, he said. And he tells us about the virtues that promote a beautiful family life: tenderness, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and above all, he says, all there must be love and forgiveness. For Paul, all this will only be possible if we let Christ dwell in us. In this Christmas season, brothers and sisters, while we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let us know that he wants to be born in us too, in order to transform our life and make it more and more conformed to his love. Yes, I remind you, to live Christmas is first of all to welcome Christ into our lives. On the night of Bethlehem that we celebrated 5 days ago, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, this beautiful little family, sleeps quietly. While in Jerusalem, Herod no longer sleeps. He's seeking to make the child perish because he doesn't want a rival. And behold, in the face of danger, Mary and Joseph do what the angel of God asks them to do. They go as far as possible to protect the child. And this shows that a family must be united and supportive around children that must always be protected at all costs. What is striking here is that this holy family is always on the way. Before the birth of Jesus, Mary makes a long journey to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Then it is the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the census. And today the gospel tells us that they must flee to Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod. This is the Holy Family. This simply reminds us, brothers and sisters, that starting a family is neither a small affair nor a long, quiet river. It has its demands, its risks, and its joys. Deep joys to which we always return until old age. The joys were the one, those of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and of all their relatives. And divine love was its fruitful source, the supernatural foundation, the love that we need to be Christian families, to overcome the inevitable wounds between couples, parents, and children, to overcome the possible failures, sometimes the resentments and reproaches that poison too many families. So on this Sunday, let us remember, as a Christmas teaching, that Jesus wanted to be part of a human family because he wants to reign within the families. He wants to reign where he is often forgotten, to reign where we do not pray enough, to reign where we do not pray together, where we dismiss him outright when there is a crisis, when there is difficulty, whether it is relational, economic, moral, or spiritual. In this sense, let us never forget that for us Christians, because of Christmas, our human family is more than a simple human institution. It is the holy land of God. It is the sanctuary of God, meaning that God still lives in our families or wants to find a place there. Despite its fragility, despite the crisis, the failures, the difficulties which abound there, the human family will always remain the place of habitation of God. So when our families are crossed by crises, conflicts, deep disagreements, let us always remember that Christ came to heal and cure the sick, and that is why Christ wants to reign within our families. Let us therefore keep the faith. You can often be in a hurry. You can be very busy, especially young couples. It's for you, young couples. But think that this race can also be the race of faith, the race of faith with Christ. Christ as cement of your love, Christ as presence of God inside your family, your household. Yes, keep faith in the family. Put the salt and leaven of faith in everyday things. Indeed, the more Jesus is present in the heart of our families, the more profound harmony among the members will make each one feel the beauty of being together. The beauty of being together. And where there is a beauty to be together, when we grow as an adult, we always meet again. Where Christ is present, there is his welcoming love. There is his merciful love. And his respectful love, and above all, a patient love. Patience is the virtue of God, and it teaches us as a family to have this patient love for one another. So I conclude by transmitting the vow and prayer of Pope Francis. He says this for couples, I quote, "Pray for one another, the husband for his spouse, the wife for her husband, both for the children for the parents, grandparents. Pray for one another because this strengthens the family." On this Sunday, therefore, let us entrust to God every member of our respective families, without forgetting the one we're having trouble communicating with, and with whom or with whom we no longer relate. And if this is your case, dear brother, and if this is your case for you, dear sister in Christ, accept with humility. Accept to be the channel of forgiveness and reconciliation, even if it is hard. You are a disciple of Jesus. You have to do the first step. So let us also entrust to God all our families on earth, especially those who are going through painful trials. And finally, let us remember that our God in Jesus Christ is there at the heart of our lives, and that it is we who are often elsewhere. So let us open our hearts to him. Open our homes to him. Open our families to him. Amen.